the best coaches in the game. We really ain't playing. We regroup up in the Slack chat where the coaches debrief. We be piecing these puzzles, occupy the chunk of the pie. Ain't no lie when we hit the block, helmets casket is top. You be seeing helmet after helmet, helmet after helmet. First place, second place, fifth place, eighth place, 12th place, 15, 16, 20. So many helmets, you got blurred vision, we got too many. Dick the tech. Oh man, shit. They got us fucked up. Army, regroup. We pledge always to have that edge. We don't fire warning shots. Competition just dropped. We locked and loaded before lock. Whatever the time, yeah. Do you even correlate?
Being the best requires a willingness to outwork your competition. There's always someone smarter, faster, sharper, more naturally gifted to come around.
What's going on? Craig Bennett, a.k.a. Cash Gig, here with DFS Army. And I'm joined with senior college football analyst Aaron Freeman. How you doing, Aaron?
Good. We had some late-breaking news on Ohio State-Illinois that I was really looking forward to that game, mostly for DFS purposes. But, you know, it's kind of the drill for 2020, and we still have a pretty good slate on schedule, so I'm excited.
Yeah, we do. I mean, let's not rub it in. We knew Ohio State was going to crush my Fighting Illini, so like we don't need to bring it up. I'm kind of glad not to watch it, but it does bring us down. We're going to talk DraftKings and go through it. There was 13 games. Now we're dropped down to 10 with that Ohio State and Illinois game dropping off because of COVID. And then the other ones that we're missing are Tempe and Temple and Cincy, and then USC and Colorado. So again, 10 game slate's not bad. I don't think it's that bad. And I think there's still some plays on here that we can go. I kind of really wanted them damn OSU cheap running back, man. I really wanted to pound Sermon in a lot of those lineups when I was building the projections. He just seemed to pop, and it was a little scary, but I think he could have done some good. But nor here nor there. One thing before, if you're not signed up with DFS Army, we got a Black Friday sale, 50% off your first month of VIP membership, then 20% off thereafter if you're a new member. So jump on in. That expires on November 29th of this wonderful year of 2020. So head on there. Link is in below. Just go dfsarmy.com. But let's just jump right into this, man. Let's head up and start the first game on the slate here. Let's look at,
should we clarify the Colorado? I think there's going to be questions because they are playing. They have a game against
an opponent. You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's clarify that.
Go ahead.
It looks like, they're not going to credit any Colorado players. So do not.
Right. They said postpone game. The Colorado USC matchup has been canceled and players will not accrue fantasy points.
Yeah.
So they're not going to accrue any. So don't roster. Correct?
Yeah.
Right. So we took them out of the domination station here. Our optimizer over DFS Army. So you won't accidentally slide one of those guys into your lineups. So everyone's out right now. If we have to make adjustments in the morning, we'll try to do so accordingly. It can kind of get a little crazy. So if not, just hit the X on that guy and don't play him. But let's just dive right into this thing. Yeah, I guess let's start with Kentucky at Florida here. We got a – what's over? We got 61-point over-under on this game. Florida's favored by 25 points in this bad boy. Yeah, man. Do we have any fantasy relevance that we like in this game where Florida should just absolutely pound them? And is Trask going for the Heisman this year?
Yeah, I mean, his numbers are pretty insane right now. And he's definitely the front runner right now.
Oh, you put him in the front runner, huh?
Yeah. Just because what he's doing in that conference is pretty historic, and it's like everyone else has missed so much time. It's like, what do you do?
That's, I mean, yeah, because I think, you know what, Lawrence missed a whole month, right?
Yeah.
And then Fields is missing this week, which doesn't help his case at all. And it's tough, man. Like, if it was going to be one year where the Heisman just seemed kind of wide open. I mean, it's just going to be a weird one, man. It's going to be a weird one. But $9,900 on DraftKings on a slate where we're slowly losing games, is that a price you can pay?
Yeah, he's viable. I don't know if I'd go there in cash just because we don't know when. It just – the other thing, too, is there's some value, but there's just not – a ton of value as we get this late into the season that I don't know how much I'll have of it just because the game's not really that appealing to me.
Yeah, and that's why I kind of bring up the whole Heisman thing, because the game's not appealing. You know, are they going to just let him kind of just showcase and run the score up just to throw his name in there, you know, because they're going to, you know, everybody that votes for that stuff, you know, they look at the stats. And even though it's a non-competitive game, there should be. You can't run him in cash games. Like, don't play him in cash. There's other places to go. I think you're probably spending down at quarterback, in my opinion. But in tournaments, man, if they do that, who do you pair him up with? You just throw him there with Tony with Pitts on the sideline still? I mean, he's expensive too. He's $7,300. It's not like Tony's any cheaper.
Yeah, it's really hard because everyone's priced up. The running backs, it's a timeshare. Grimes, maybe you could take a dart on.
$5,500. Like,
that would be the guy probably in like a, you know, a GPP pairing of those two, but.
I
think he's definitely – this is a guy you just run naked mostly, I think, if you're going to play him in your GPP builds.
Yeah, he has no problem just tucking the ball and running. So, way they throw it around. Maybe you can look at a guy like maybe Copeland, $3,900, but not – it's not like I'm looking at this game going, I got to fit any of these guys in here, you know. It's a game that you're not going to probably play any of these guys – in cash games, even on the Kentucky side, man, like I ain't touching any of them. You know, I can't get excited about, you know, Wilson, a 4,900 quarterback. No, thank you. You know, even Rose down there, 3,900 running back. I can't get excited. You know, what about Ali, Josh Ali? I mean, he's 4,300. I mean, this game, I just kind of want to, if I'm not going to play Trask or Tony, I'm just kind of scratching it off the list. Like, I don't see a ton of value here.
So yeah, it's kind of a block game.
Yeah, let's just move on to the next one. Let's move on to Texas Tech, Oklahoma State. 54-point over-under on this one with Oklahoma State favored by 11.5. I think there's some fantasy goodness in this one.
Yeah, definitely.
What do we think about the quarterbacks on both sides here with Sanders?
I think we get Bowman back, but it could be a timeshare, so I wouldn't go there.
On the Texas Tech side, I think you just have to pass because you just don't know. And like you said, you timeshare quarterbacks, just don't even try it.
I mean, the Oklahoma State side, they have a 32-point implied team total, and Texas Tech doesn't have a great defense.
No, they don't.
The quarterback, Spencer Sanders, he had some injury concerns, but he'll be the starter. The backup, Shane Illingsworth, is out. I like Sanders a good amount. He may make my – I was trying to avoid playing him in cash, but we lost Fields.
Yeah, so. I'm with you. There was like different ways to go, like a couple cheap quarterbacks or pay up the Fields and then a cheap one. Or he's 6,500 on DraftKings.
Yeah, that's very fair.
And it's like, I can see him hitting 4X pretty easily with upside to 5X. I mean, there's upside there. Like he'll do a little both. So I think he's going to be pretty popular now that we got, you know, the Illinois game kicked off here, you know, and you pair him up with Tylan Wallace all day long. Oh, yeah. That's the man. He's 7,100. He's a guy that can break a slate even at 7,100. That guy can put up 40 points and not even blink. So I don't think he'll be super popular because his price, but, and you can run Sanders naked. You don't have to pair him, but I do love that pairing, especially in GPPs where there's just massive upside there. I think the elephant in the room is Chuba Hubbard, man. 6,600, but what happened to Chuba this year, man?
I think they're trying to protect him. I don't know. The whole thing of him coming back was just so weird. That's
what I had, like a sour taste in my mouth at the beginning. Like he's like, I'm going to sit out. And then all of a sudden I'm going to play. And I don't know. You think they're just protecting him and they're just going to keep splitting him and Ellie Brown and just not running him a full. Cause I mean, he was like last year, it was like, if you had Chuba Hubbard last year, 6,600, you would have hit the lock button on him in this matchup. But this year, man, if you've been fading him, you've been winning some money. But we get a price down there, 6,600. I still can't even go. I don't think I can. I mean, maybe in tournaments I could have a splash, but it's not someone I'm like itching to get.
LD is definitely more interesting at his price.
4,200 for LD.
That's someone I definitely want in my pool, especially given the game script.
Yep.
But yeah, Wallace, I love in all format just because the other receivers are like unplayable. It's not like Indiana or Purdue where there's other good.
There's one guy. It's Wallace. And he's a stud. And you're going to see him. You're going to see him playing on Sundays. But that's it, man. I mean, that's. I'm with you. LD Brown, 4,200 is extremely cheap. And like we said, if they're going to split the carries, and then even if they get up and they're ahead, he's going to get the workload as well. Like you said, if they're protecting Hubbard, he's just going to get the work. And 4,200, he should have a floor, what, 10, 8 to 10 fantasy points with upside 15, 16, maybe 20?
Yeah, there's a few guys around the low fours that are interesting. Travis Levy on Boston College. But I like him a lot as like a flex, you know, last guy into your builds kind of play.
Yeah, wouldn't build around him, but have to consider him. I don't think he'd be too highly owned there. But on Texas Tech, man, we talked about maybe, you know, not knowing really who they're going to play at quarterback. Is there anyone on here, any pass catchers that you want to play on the Texas Tech side? Anyone that interests you at all? You figure they're playing from behind. So if you're going to play anyone from this game, you wouldn't really look at the running backs at all. I wouldn't think unless you want to play some, maybe Xavier White. But is there anyone on this team you're looking at all?
So TJ Vasher was the, wide receiver one last year.
Yeah, what happened to Vasher, man?
I think he was hurt to start the year, and now just looking through some notes that
3,900 for Vasher.
He's been hurt a lot of the season, but he had 7 targets last week and 5 the week before. I don't know.
GPP Dart?
I mean, it's also like who's getting him the ball too.
Right. So I can't see nothing more than, you know, like one of those, you know, 2 or 3 percenters in your 150 that, you know, you're maybe running it back from in this game and hoping he catches a long bomb or gets, maybe they just kept, maybe he gets double digit targets this week and nobody has him. But really nobody else that I really want to play in this game. I mean, it's basically on the Oklahoma State side.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next game here. Before that, if you don't mind, if you're not subscribed to my channel, please hit that subscribe button. hit the like button if you don't mind. I appreciate it. Really trying to push to get to 1,000 subs before the end of the year. That'd be awesome. That way it keeps me and Aaron on doing these shows, which I really enjoy doing them. But please, I appreciate it. But let's jump on the next game here and talk about Maryland and Indiana. Now, this game's sitting at 63 over under, Indiana favored by 12. Man, what? Let's talk about last week a little bit. What? Talk about a comeback on Ohio State, man. How fun was that?
Yeah.
I mean,
the offense is just really good.
I mean, how fun was that? Like, I was like, no, but they're legit, man. That we got to talk about the Indiana side with their offense. Of course, Penix, man. I mean, you could play him. He's 8,800. He's expensive. But let's talk about these wide receivers they got on this, man.
Yeah, it's the pricing.
I mean, Freifogel. How much of a stud is that guy?
Yeah, he's been awesome.
7,800. We don't get the 4,200 Freifogel we got 3 or 4 weeks ago where they just couldn't figure out how to price him up. But Fillier and Freifogel, man. Do you just lean on Fillier because he's – or Filer because he's 30, he's 5,200?
Yeah, that's what I'm leaning on. The target, it's not like he's getting double the targets. It's just he hasn't broke off like the 60-yard bombs that Freifogel has. So that's keeping Fillier's price down. So, yeah, 5,200 given the, you know, 10 targets a game, whatever.
Yeah.
I like that a lot in this offense.
Has he not a cash lock, honestly, at 5,200, the volume that he's going to see, both those guys, it's really hard to see not having that guy in about every cash lineup I would build. And I think with, even though how Freifogel has been just dominating, you know, his price point is at a point where it'll depress his ownership because, you know, no one's going to want to pay for that. I think you could probably play both of them together in tournaments. It's not like they can't get there if it's a competitive enough game. But what about the running back situation, man? Well, Stevie Scott, 5,100. You any interest there?
Yeah, I do have a good amount of interest. I feel like it was a bad matchup last week, and this week he can push for at least 20 DraftKings points. So I feel like there's a pretty good ceiling there. And I think the game script's just a lot better than it was last week. And I don't know. I like him a lot. He's so cheap on DraftKings that he'll probably be in my cash builds. I'm sure a lot of people.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of Scott and a lot of WAP in both your cash games. I think those guys, you're probably starting with those guys at their price points because honestly, they're probably both $1,500 too cheap. On DraftKings, they probably should be in the mid 6Ks to make it more around where they should be. So they're just way too cheap. Like we talked about Penix a little bit, 8,800. I mean, I don't think I can play him in cash at that price, but I think you got to look at him in tournaments, right?
Yeah, definitely. The total of this game is around 63, and it wouldn't shock me by any means if they got to 70. Combined.
No, so. Not at all. I mean, especially this Indian office, man. I mean, they just put up points a ton in the big chunks. I mean, Freifogel, man, seems like every week that dude has two big bombs. So, yeah, man, I think those are the four guys you're playing. I wouldn't touch anybody else. I guess you could take a shot if you wanted to. Hendershot, 3,700. If you wanted to sprinkle him in some tournaments, I mean, that's a fair enough price.
Yeah.
But is there anyone on this Maryland side that you're looking at all? I mean,
I heard some rumors about Jake Funk not playing, but I've been trying to.
Oh, really?
I've been trying to find them.
Who would they go down to, though? They go to. Who's their RB2 on this team?
It should be Isaiah Jacobs, but who's Josh Jacobs' little brother?
He's 3K.
But we might have to wait till tomorrow to get clarity.
That's a good little nugget though to look at, because if that is the case, 3K opens up some. If we did figure out he was going to be the RB1.
Yeah, that's some. I'm going to monitor their situation tomorrow because this is their first game. Looking at their schedule, they haven't played because they're on like the list of teams that are, they've only played three games. They haven't played since the 7th. So,
right.
Yeah, I definitely. Not just with Funk, but with the whole team, we'll get information. This is a team to watch before lock.
And they're all extremely cheap, so I think you can pick, you know, if you're going to do any runbacks or anything, there's a few pieces here that are cheap enough I think you could throw in, but no one I'm like itching to get. But that's a good nugget, man, because if you don't, you can get a 3K guy to throw in. That really opens up a ton. And I'm not saying he's a lock button, but, but anytime you can get a starting running back, if he's going to be min price, you have to consider him.
I like Rakeem Jarrett a decent amount for
5,100 on draft.
Yeah. He's their 4 or 5 star guy that was kind of surprising they got him. He had a 30 burger earlier in the season, but yeah, he's my favorite play, barring whatever happens with the running backs or the rest of the team.
Yeah, I mean, luckily it's this game starts at noon Eastern time, so it's right at lock, so we should have that information before lock so we can make adjustments to it. So something that we'll keep on to, but if you don't got anything else, man, we can just jump right into the next game here.
Sure.
All right, next game. Let's talk about a little bit of North Carolina State and Syracuse. Good old Syracuse. 50.5 over under. North Carolina State favored by 14.5. Yeah. This is a game I can't get excited about, but there is some decently cheap pieces in it. I guess you could snag, but floor's yours.
Yeah, the price difference between Zonovan Knight and Ricky Pearson Jr. has really, they used to be priced pretty close together, but now Knight is 7K and Pearson.
It's 4,600. There's 25. It's a massive price difference between the two.
Those are, I mean, given how bad Syracuse is, I expect both to get a lot of work. So, Person's pretty good for, I'd call him an all format play at 4,600. He's probably my favorite play on the NC State side.
Yeah. I mean, Knight at 6,900, it's kind of hard to swallow that tag. I mean, I think you throw them in there, and honestly, you could probably run them both together if you really wanted to, but I'm with you. I'd rather take over 2K savings on a Ricky Pearson Jr. Just, I mean, that's too cheap, but it's not, again, I don't know, man. I look at this game and I'm just like, it's hard to get up excited about it, but I mean, any of the wide receivers?
I don't know. I just don't love Hockman. So it's like,
I'm with you there. And he's 7,100. It's not,
they have some good receivers. Cheap. It's just, I don't like him, so it really hurts the receivers.
Yeah, I can't get too excited about it. Anyone at all on the Syracuse side? I mean, they got 17.5 implied team total here. If someone's going to score, you figure probably going to come from the air, right?
Yeah.
Guy like Quealy, Harris, any of these guys?
Probably take a shot on Quealy for 35 if anyone on that team.
Yeah, Quealy's 3,500. Taj Harris is 4,800. Like I said, there's a lot of cheap pieces in this game. Not anyone that I would be trying to stuff into my lineups at all. And if we figure the game script is and they get up, you know, they're two touchdown favorites, they're probably leaning a little heavier on the run. So you can definitely look on the running back side. But not an exciting game to play. But we're going to move right into the next game. And you're talking about two programs that have just completely fell off the damn map and how pathetic it is. And I would hate to be a Michigan fan or a Penn State fan right now. So, yeah, man, it's a pick 'em basically. Michigan and Penn State, 58 over under. Wow, what a time to be alive, you know. Northwestern's in the top 10, and Michigan and Penn State can't win a damn game. So,
yeah,
man, Yahtzee, what are we doing here?
So it looks like McNamara is going to start for Michigan.
6,900 price tag on him.
I don't know. If he was like 1,000, if he was 59, I'd be like pretty interested.
Yeah, he's priced about 900 too high. I think he needs to be more in the 6K range before I'd have like right at 6K. And I'd, yeah, 59 to 6,200 I might, but he's 69 is kind of hard to swallow in this. I mean, they're going to have to score some points, but I mean, Penn State's horrible, but man, it's just horrendous. I mean, this whole game, it's like I can't get excited to even watch the damn thing, you know? I mean, think about 10 years ago when you talk about Penn State and Michigan, man, you're amped up.
Yeah.
I can't. Dumpster fire, man. Absolute dumpster fire. And what's Penn State going to do on the QB side?
I mean, Clifford's
still going to start even though they pulled him?
I feel like he'll start again and be on a short leash, but it's like,
how do you trust it, man? He's been awful this year. Absolutely trash. Like, yeah, I'm with you. I think he probably starts. I mean, we'll see who, you know, again, it's a early lock game. But how do you trust a guy like that that's looked that bad, got yanked? Like, I wouldn't play him. He's 6,600, man. It's not like he's free.
Yeah.
But what about one of his pass catchers? I mean,
Dotson.
I mean, that's cheap, 6,500.
Yeah, that's a great price. He's become one of the better receivers in the Big Ten. And the bonus, too, is that their really good tight end, Pat Freiermuth, is out for the season. I thought Washington would be a bigger part of this offense. He really hasn't done much yet.
He's 4,400, though. I mean, he could do something in this game. And you have to, yeah, at that price, you have to, like, maybe have a sliver of him. I mean, I'm with you. You think he would take a step up, and maybe this is a game he does. Shouldn't be that high owned at all.
It's a good matchup for both, though, because Michigan's secondary has really been hurt with opt-outs, and they actually send a lot of guys to the NFL. They sent, I think, 10 – by an LSU, they sent the second or tied for the second most guys to the NFL last year. So they are sending, like, DBs to the NFL, but they haven't really replaced them. Right. Which I think is the issue this year. So that's the best matchup to me, is receivers, Penn State receivers versus the Michigan secondary.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. And I think Dotson's extremely viable in cash plays in all formats at 6,500. He's probably close to 500 to 1,000 too cheap. So, I don't know. And like, if we want to talk about the running backs on Penn State, I mean, what do you do, man? Do you even sniff a guy like Holmes or Lee, or do you just stay away from the situation completely? I mean, Holmes is 3,400. Maybe he's one of those guys but we talked about earlier, you know, I mean, you might get a 3K running back and they probably have similar floor and upside where it's just a complete crapshoot. I can't get overexcited by anything. I think for me, it's I play Dotson and I just move on from this game, which is hard. It's hard to believe that this is what we're talking about, but it is the year 2020, and it's a weird one. So it kind of fits par de course, man. But is there anyone else that you look at besides throwing Dotson in a lineup? Like I couldn't see putting my money on hardly any of these guys.
No, that's Dotson is my favorite play in this game.
Yeah.
By a good margin.
Yeah. I say we move right on. Get away from that stinky game, man. It is an absolute dumpster fire of a game. I don't even think I'll watch that thing. Again, what a crazy year. I mean, absolutely insane. But let's head on over to Auburn at Alabama. We have a 62.5 over under here with Bama favored by 24.5 points. What are we going to do here with Bama? I mean, they are priced up, man. Najee Harris, 9,600 on DraftKings. You are paying a pretty penny for him. All these guys, all the guys that you want on Bama are priced up. What are you doing with them?
Yeah, it's interesting that they like kept all their prices the same after, you know, after the blowout and not really needing any of them. But I don't know. I still really like Harris as an anchor. And
well, I got a quick question, though. I mean, Nick Saban's going to be out of this game, just for the people who don't know, with you know, what's this, like 600th time catching COVID? No, the second time. So do you think that's having any effect on Bama at all, or it's just kind of like next man in and then just going to keep rolling? I mean, will it affect enough to keep it close enough, or maybe we'll get some ceiling games, I guess, is what I'm considering? Or do you think it's like
– I know it hasn't done much to the line, but I think it – you know, it's – I think Auburn will cover – I don't see it as much as the coaching mattering as much, just because it's just such a professional coaching staff.
Right.
I mean, Sarkisian will be the interim coach, and he's coached a ton at Bama, and he's had like two high profile head coaching jobs, but I feel like it's like the Harris showcase game. I don't know.
I don't think it's going to have a big impact. I think on different programs where, like you said, it wouldn't be such a professional environment where they just absolutely roll every year, it might make a bigger difference, but yeah, I don't think it will. For me, it's like when you get to these prices, you're not going to fit a Devontae Smith and a Najee Harris in your lineup, nor would you want to play both of them together, because they're probably both not going to hit over 40 points together, and you're going to need that at their prices. Yeah. So if you had to lean one, would it be Harris or Smith?
I lean Harris just because there's – a bunch of other receivers that you can grab and play Harris with.
Right.
I mean, Smith's getting like by far the most targets on the team, but
I mean, you have any interest in Metchie at 5,200 or Bolden at 4K? I mean, those are really the only other two guys you can consider throwing the ball. But like you said, Smith is getting all the work. But, I mean, when he's twice more expensive than these guys, maybe Metchie gets in the box twice. Like, it's hard to pay 9,200 for Smith on the slate, man.
Yeah.
I
especially because there's good wide receiver value, like Dotson, Tylan Wallace.
Yeah, and I'd rather play the IU guys for cheaper. I'd rather play Freifogel and crew, man, like for cheaper than him, you know? We talk about the Heisman, man. Mac Jones. Is he going to come in here and have a shot at the Heisman, man? Are they going to – any shot at all? Dark horse? I think,
yeah. The hard thing is he'll end up splitting votes with Najee Harris. Mm. That's – I don't know. it's amazing, though, like how they haven't missed a beat without Tua.
Not at all. I mean, it's shocking how they plug him in and how good he's looked.
Or Jalen Waddle, for that matter.
Yeah, it's just like a factory, man. I think the one thing we need to point out here is at price with Devontae Smith, Najee Harris, and Mac Jones is 8,200. That, yes, if you're going to play Smith, you could play Jones, but I don't even think you want to play Jones at 8,200. But you can't play Smith and Harris together at that price. Like, I would set a rule where I don't have them both in the same lineup. Like, having two guys like that over 9K, the chances of those guys actually being in the optimal lineup are slim, extremely slim, because you're going to have massive points out of those guys. I mean, when your guy's hitting over 9,600, 9,200, and you're wanting, you know, winning GPPs in college football are easily over 200, you know, sometimes they can approach 300 depending on how much value that we do have. So I couldn't do it, man. I can't. That'll be a rule of mine. Anybody? What?
I like Harris because, like, any game that's not an absolute blowout, he has like a floor of 20 carries, and I think it will be I think Auburn can keep it within like three touchdowns.
Yeah, if they keep it close enough, we'll see a ton of Najee, and that's where he can put 3 to 4 up in a hurry. So I'm with you. I think that's my lean on more than anything. But anything on the Auburn side, you have any interest in Bo Nix at all? I mean, he's 5,800. I mean, he's going up against Bama, though. Maybe pair him with the Seth Williams or somebody like that, or Schwartz. Is there anybody that you like?
Yeah, I'm interested in Nix, and I like Seth Williams a lot because he's cheaper, even though he's leading the team in targets, and he's probably the better NFL prospect.
Right.
So, I mean, those two are basically Seth Williams and Bo Nix. It's like one Najee Harris or Devontae Smith, just because they're so cheap.
Yeah, I mean, they're cheap, you know, going up against Bama. I'd consider him, but Seth Williams, he's 4,500, so he's another cheap receiver you could throw in there, and they're going to be throwing. They're going to be behind.
Yeah.
So I would look at the, like, and you don't have to pair them, but I look at their wide receivers. Wouldn't even sniff at the running backs at all. But, yeah, I think that's enough of this game, man. Let's move right on. Pittsburgh and Clemson. We get a 57.5 over-under. Clemson favored by 22.5. What are you doing with Trevor Lawrence and Etienne? 9K for Trevor Lawrence. 8,600 for Etienne. I mean, like, that's, again, these guys are expensive.
Yeah, and all the pass catchers are expensive too.
Murray Rogers, 7,500. Powell, 6,300.
That's the – there's a freshman, E.J. Williams, for min price. He's kind of like in their wide receiver rotation. Everyone else is just overpriced. I mean, Pitt's so good against the run that it's going to force everything through the air. And the total's like so low, like 55, 56. Like, that's not a lot of fantasy goodness.
No, I mean, Clemson does have a 39.5 implied team total. I do think it would go more to Lawrence. I think if I had to lean, I'd go more him over ETN. When you're talking 8,600, I would rather just pay up a little bit for Najee if I was going to play one of them. I mean, I just like that better. The environment's better. The matchup's better. So I was going to play one and be Lawrence, and you really don't have to pair him up to anybody if you want to, if you don't want to. You can throw in Rodgers in a stack, but he could spread the ball around and throw touchdowns to three or four different people. Shit, one of them could be to ETN, you know, or two, and one to Rodgers. Like, so I don't – not a guy that, even though he don't run a ton, that I have to pair him up just because he does spread it around. So I don't know, man. It's like I never really get too excited to play Clemson guys. I don't know why, but I really never do. So I just – there's other spots I'd rather go, man. Like, on the Pitt side, man, any interest here, man? Maybe Addison, Pickett. Addison's 4,800. Pickett's 6,100. I mean, going up against Clemson defense with a 16.5 implied team total, man, that's rough. Like,
so Addison missed last week. So if we DJ Turner, who basically filled in for him and went off last week, he's still cheap.
4,400.
Yep. So I'd lean him, if anyone.
Right. We got to get that news, though, if Addison's going to sit again. I assume he's going to play, but if he sits, I mean, 4,400 is hard to argue with. Like, any receiver getting under 5K on a team that's going to be thrown from behind, I'll take a snag at, you know?
Yeah, that would be the guy, though.
Yeah, I think – I don't really – there's not a whole lot to talk about in this game. I'm not – like I said, I'm not too excited about it. And then the more we're going through the slate – there seems to be a couple games I want to get heavy on, and then just like very little pieces from other one. It's a weird slate, man. Week 13 college football. Yeah. It's just weird. But like I said, it sets par for course here for the year of 2020. So, let's head on to the next game. And I know we're going to get some killer analysis on this game. Cause if you can believe it, in the year 2020, Northwestern against Michigan State. Northwestern favored by 13.5. Massive 41.5 over under this game. Holy crap. This is going to be a defensive battle. Are you just going to take the under on it? I mean, should we get like an old-fashioned like 17-10 game? Something like that. I can see a game like that.
Probably.
I mean, it's if you like defense and you like just old school football and you don't like the whole offensive side of the ball, watch this game.
Yeah.
You know, go grab grandpa, sit in a recliner, watch this game, because that's what this is going to be. But, man, how pumped are you with Northwestern, man? I mean.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's so cool seeing them in the top 10, even if it. Doesn't last all, you know.
Yeah, no, I know. Just seeing them break the top 10 is insane. Like,
yeah,
like, well, they up to number 8 now. 8?
Yeah.
It's crazy. But like, I have zero interest in this entire game. Like, you, would you have interest? I think you talked a little bit about you have one guy, maybe the wide receiver at Northwestern. That'd be it, right?
Yeah, Kyrick McGowan. Northwestern has a new OC who uses a lot of like jet sweeps and different misdirection run plays to open up the offense. And the lead running back for Northwestern, Isaiah Bowser, is like playing hurt basically. So they've kind of rotated through. It's like they have a few different running backs who don't do a lot, and then they'll use Kyrick McGowan on sweeps, and he'll get a bunch of targets as a traditional receiver. At 4,200, he's like worth being in the player pool, but it's like,
yeah,
not. It's not a good fantasy.
It's a splash.
Game.
Yeah, it's a splash, and then move on. Like, yeah, I think this is a game where, yay, Northwestern's top 10. Okay, let's skip this game of DFS purposes.
Yeah,
you know, it's. I mean, we don't need to harp on any of this stuff or talk about it. They're just. It's not going to be a good fantasy game. Again, good defensive battle. I think you could watch. You know, and I'm rooting for Northwestern to win it, but DFS wise, like you said, maybe take a splash play at that wide receiver Aaron mentioned. But other than that, let's head on to the game that should be great fantasy goodness, and that one of those games that we can kind of like hone in on a few. We got Mississippi State at Ole Miss. We got 69.5 over under in this one, with Ole Miss favored by 10. Now, this is a game I can get behind where I want to stack up a little bit here.
Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about how expensive Matt Curl is and Elijah Moore. And Elijah Moore, how fun and that guy to watch play football, man.
Hopefully he doesn't do the dog fire hydrant.
Yes. But he's like, we talked about the, okay, we talked, let's revert back a little bit to the higher priced wide receivers. You know, Elijah Moore or Devontae Davis. I'm sorry.
Devontae Smith.
It's Devontae Smith. Yeah, I keep thinking of Najee Harris. Devontae Smith. It's got to be Elijah Moore, man. I mean, this, yeah, we got a game environment which is a close spread and a massive over-under, and he's the man. Like, it is. He is the man. Like, that's who they're throwing the ball to. I mean, it's basically, if you're going to play a high-priced wide receiver over 9K, that's the guy. Okay, I just can't see it not being the guy. I don't think you can fit him in cash games, but in tournaments, you better have some of him.
Yeah, definitely.
Because if you don't, he's going to hurt you.
I think he's leading the country in targets, and especially in this game, you'll want to.
Oh, yeah. And I don't think you have to pair him up with Matt Corral either. I mean, because he's 10-1. I mean, I want to play some of him, but it's not like I have to. You can just play more in there. He's getting all the looks.
Yeah.
And like I said, you can run the other side of the ball, which for a cash perspective, on Mississippi State side, man, I mean, Will Rogers, 6K. I mean, they have a 28.5 point implied team total. And I love cheap quarterbacks, man. Talk me off of him throwing him in a cash game.
No, I like him a lot. It seems like they've Leach has kind of weeded out who's not going to be in the program long term.
Right.
And so we're left with Will Rogers and Joe Quavius Marks as the quarterback and running back of the future for Mississippi State.
Both squarely in play here. You know, I mean, again, 6K for Will Rogers, man. Jacavius Marks is 5,100. Jaden Wiley's 4,900. I mean, all those guys should be in your player pool. And I think Will Rogers at that price, he should be in your cash game consideration on DraftKings. Probably, yeah, a guy you should have quite a bit of. Like, it's a great game environment. Like, it really is.
These are both two true freshmen, so they're like all in on Leach, and
yep,
you know, it's not,
well,
like they're okay with it being kind of a dumpster fire of a season because they get a play right away, and
right, yeah, and it's complete opposite when we get to the last game of the night. We'll talk to you of that situation. That's a complete dumpster fire, but this game, fantasy goodness here. I think you can stack this game up on both sides. This is one of the few game stack situations, I think, on the slate that you can actually do and feel good about. Because if this thing continues to shoot out, you could have some massive scores here. You know where the fantasy goodness is going.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely love this game. A game I would have a lot of exposure to. let's move on to the last game of the night here, and we'll talk a little bit about it here. Louisville and Boston College, 54-point total, basically a pick 'em, but kind of torn a little bit. Like, if we watch that last Louisville game, how tilting was that, man? Like, they're basically said, we give up, because Tutu Atwell wasn't going to play. Then he played, but then he only played like six snaps, and then he was throwing the ball to every time he was out there. Right. And yeah. then the whole team is like, Hall wasn't gonna, like, Hall's going to get a touch, but he's not. But then we're going to run, Braden Smith is going to do some stuff. Like, Berkeley's going to run the ball a little bit. Like, if you can pick who's going to get some run here, I just feel like Louisville's like, fuck it. We don't care. We're, the season's done. We're just going to play a bunch of everybody. Like, we don't care. We're done. Like, is that what you saw in that game? Because it was frustrating to see, man. Like, they just, they packed it in my opinion. Like, they're, you're not going to see Tutu Atwell out there playing 90% of the snaps and trying to go off.
Yeah.
I don't think you will.
I mean, Braden Smith was like all over the field. I like him a lot at 38.
Wasn't he in the backfield a little bit too? I swear he was. I don't know, unless it was jet sweeps, but it was like you saw him a bunch on the field, and he's 3,800.
Yeah, he had 9 targets, 7 receptions for 65 yards, and yeah, I mean, 38 still pretty cheap, and
yeah,
it's still a good offense, even if the players are diminished.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that one bit. I guess my point I wanted to make more on this is, don't expect the normal guys that you see out of this, like Tutu Atwell, to go out there and play a ton of snaps that could disappoint you. It seems like the only guy that they stuck with is Cunningham. I mean, they didn't bring Juwan Passon until really, really late when it was basically completely over. I think Cunningham, you know, was 8,500, so I'm not going to play him. But he seemed like the only guy that they were actually out, like all the skill position players, they're like, nope, we're just going to play all these young guys. And that's a great point on Braden Smith, 3,800. If you're going to take a shot on a cheap young guy that's going to be out there that maybe no one will be on. And Boston College, man, like, I can't get excited about playing them, but you got anything on Boston College that could shake it up? Get things exciting? I mean, it's a pick 'em game. The 27.5 points got to come from somebody.
Travis Levy, I like in that. I'm blinking on the other guy we talked about as a cheap 43. Oh, like person, like in that kind of, you know, cheap flex running back pool. I like Travis Levy. He's basically in like it's almost a 50-50 timeshare with David Bailey.
And Bailey's only 4,400. It's not, I think you can play either one of them or both of them if you really wanted to, but I don't think they're both gonna smash. I think it's timeshare. Play one of them, maybe they go hot hand. I'm with you. I would definitely lean Levy if I was gonna play one of them. Save a little bit, but I can't play the quarterback for Boston College. I can't do it. Like, I looked up and down this thing and I was like, I don't even know how to project snap counts for this team on Louisville side. It was just like, I got to this game and I was like, I just had flashbacks of last week, man, of that Louisville game. And I just tilt me hard, man. But maybe I should have saw that coming. I don't know. I just, it pissed me off. It pissed me off, but yeah, I'm with you. I think Braden Smith on the Louisville side here, 3,800. We look at him, and then Travis Levy, 3,900 on Boston College, and then kind of just call it a day. Like, I don't really want any part of this. We talked about the game right before this that had a way better game environment that I want in the Mississippi guys. So I say we just play those guys, man, and move on. And just, those are like last pieces. You don't build around them. These are like, you build a lineup and you got that that much money left, and you're just kind of throwing one guy in there, and hopefully you pick the right guy. So, is there anybody else you want to talk about in this game or this slate? How you see it stacking up, Aaron, before we head on out of here?
No, I think it's you know, it's not my favorite slate, but still a good Saturday slate, and we'll be in the DFS Army VIP Slack answering questions and helping you build some good lineups.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, man. And hopefully we can take some tournaments down tomorrow. Should be fun. Again, it felt like Saturday today with all the college football today, so it's been hectic, but hey, another day of college football. I am not going to complain.
Yeah.
So again, if you have it, you're not a DFS Army member and you want to try us out and jump in, it's a great time too with this promo code using Black Friday. Again, it's only valid through the 29th of this month. Save yourself 50% off that first month and then 20% off thereafter. So with that, I'm Cash Gig. And for Aaron, we're out. Deuces.